We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar.
Well, welcome to the third hour of Travel with Stephanie Abrams, syndicated by Biz Talk Radio Network. And know that if you go traveling outside of the range of your favorite radio station, there's a good chance that they are blasting it out from their website, because most of our affiliate radio stations do that. In the event that that's not a possibility, you can always go to Biz Talk Radio, to the website there. And we've got an easy link for you at sabrams.com in the right-hand column of the right sidebar of sabrams.com. That's sabrams.com. You'll see on-air quick links, and the top half of that box is Travel with Stephanie Abrams. Just scroll down to listen live. It'll take you right over to Business Talk Radio and Biz Talk Radio, and you'll be able to, you know, catch us no matter where in the world you are. When it's between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern time. So count backwards across the nation and forwards if you're in Bermuda or somewhere in Europe. And, you know, just find out the time zone you're in and how it relates to 6 p.m. Eastern time, and you'll be in business. So love to keep you informed and up to date on all that's cooking and going on. If you missed any part of today's show, you missed some snazzy stuff. Because in the first hour, we were talking with the executive director of the Upper Housatonic Valley National Heritage Area, which is pretty much where I live. part of that region is Berkshire County in western Massachusetts. And so it was a joy to listen to him, the guest, Dan Bulignani, talk about all the outdoorsy things there are to do, from mildly physically challenging to going up a mountainside, and to visiting historic places and places that are related to peoples who lived here before the Pilgrims and thereafter, which includes both Native American and Afro-American history from this region of the world. I just found the whole thing fascinating. And then we went off to the Chatham Bars Inn in Cape Cod. And that's a place that most people think of from Memorial Day to Labor Day, but it's a 12-month destination. And if there's one thing I love to do, it's to go to places that are truly way out of season. There is nothing more romantic than taking a walk on a beach where there's snow on the beach. And the water is lapping in with those big, white, foamy flaps coming in at the beach. And then going back to your hotel or a pub or tavern. Often, if you're in the Northeast, in the Cape Cod area, you're going to some place that's historic as well. You know, some really serious history and, you know, has that kind of colonial appeal about it. And there's a cheery fireplace waiting for you wherever you go. It's just lovely, really lovely. But at this time of the year, it's absolutely glorious and at its best. So check out the Chatham Bars in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. I've got a special treat for you this hour. You know, I do my Stephanie Abrams travel fairy godmother thing where I assist people to go places. And sometimes I ask people to go places, or if I know they're going someplace, I'll ask them to do me a big favor while they're there. And that is to act as a kind of advance guard for us. Maybe I could, you know, compare it to a guinea pig, but I think maybe advance guard sounds a little more tactful. Because I have often spoken with people that they have a great destination. They have a wonderful resort or hotel or attractions or whatever that sounds so wonderful as told to me by the people who actually deliver those products and services to visitors. But when you actually get somebody to go there, and if I can't get there fast enough, I'll frequently ask somebody, could you do this for me? Especially when they tell me that's a place they're interested in going to. And then come on the air and give us the real. So, you know, we've got through the eyes of the traveler, what is that experience truly like? Now, we had on about a week or so ago, Tom Paul. And he is the managing director for the Tullamore Resorts and Villas in Costa Rica. The closest city being Manuel Antonio, and the closest airport is San Jose. Not to be confused with San Jose, California, people. This is San Jose, Costa Rica. The three-letter airport code is SJO. And we're so lucky because I have a returning couple from the Tullamore Resort where I got them to split their stay between Tullamore Resort and the Buena Vista Villas so we could get a report on both of those in Costa Rica. And they were so cooperative to do this thing for me. God bless them. And I've got Kyle Frazier from Austin, Texas, waiting on the line to give us an update on what was that experience really like. Now, you can go to sabrams.com. On the homepage, we keep as a kind of highlighted preview, whatever, of all the shows, that radio shows we've done in the last 2 to 3 months. So if you go there now, you'll be able to find Tom Paul and the interview I did with him about Tullamore Resorts and Buena Vista Villas. But now we're going to hear from somebody who just came back what the real skivvy on this story is. And we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Yoga on the Lawn. Once again this summer, in collaboration with the Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health, Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts, is pleased to offer hour-long yoga classes on Saturday mornings and are available at no additional charge to Saturday morning BSO rehearsal ticket holders from July 14th through August 25th. For more details, visit tanglewood.org.
On the line with me is Kyle Frazier from Austin, Texas, who with his wife Jen have just returned from Costa Rica and with a little urging and prodding and pushing on my part, they went to both Tullamore Resort and Buena Vista Villas. They stayed there, and Kyle is here to give us his update, input, feedback on those experiences. But I have a request first. Will you do me a big favor, Kyle?
Yes, I'd be happy to.
I want you to go look online, or if you've actually got a print phone book for Austin, and see if you can find Manny and Nancy Linares and give them a call from me. And first of all, tell them about this resort because they're in the travel business. They need to know about it. And also, tell them get in touch with me because I miss their darling faces.
I can do that.
I'd appreciate that. So, you know, listen, just use your network of friends as best you can. That's how it goes.
That's right.
So you got to Costa Rica. You flew into San Jose Airport. And did you rent a car or did you use the van shuttle service that you can buy into from the Tullamore Resort?
That's a great question. I'll tell you what we did, and then I'll tell you what we would do next time. So on this trip, we were visiting friends the first day in San Jose. And so we had them pick us up from the airport, and we drove around San Jose to, you know, to get to their home and to do some other things. And there's so much traffic inside of San Jose, it was actually really exhausting. And so the next day when we picked up our rental car to go start our adventure and head down to Manuel Antonio, we were in a rental car. We rented from Alamo, just wanted to pick a national brand. We didn't know what would be better, local or national, but just sort of intuitively felt like a national brand would be better. We got all the insurance you could possibly buy because we've heard some horror stories about underinsured rental cars in Costa Rica.
Right.
And so we drove. We drove to Manuel Antonio. I think next time we would probably opt to go with the shuttle. We didn't want to miss. There's a bridge that you cross just before Jaco that has crocodiles that come out. There's just tons of them that hang out. And we're like, well, we want to pull over and look at the crocodiles because that's the thing to do. And we're there and we want
to
do it.
All right, I'm going to ask you to hold that thought, like the perils of Pauline. We're going to leave you hanging off the cliff with the crocodiles in Costa Rica. Oh, my word. We got to find out what happens next on that one. And we will right after these important messages. So pay attention. Attention. Remember, take good care of our sponsors. They're the people who keep us on the air.
Tanglewood's summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires celebrates the centennial of Leonard Bernstein's birth with a season of great music. On August 10th, the BSO pays tribute to Maestro Bernstein's televised Young People's Concerts with a very special hour-long family concert. Following in the great tradition of her father, Jamie Bernstein will be the evening's host. Bring your children to Tanglewood Friday, August 10th. For tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires, presents an unforgettable season of entertainment. This summer, Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in timeless classical masterpieces, highlighted by some of Leonard Bernstein's greatest works. Don't miss the Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Carrie Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224, or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224, or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation, commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and Save 15%.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
If you've missed any part of today's show, but particularly if you've missed the last segment of this hour, you want to go to sabrams.com and find the archived audio so that you can listen to it. Because we have left our guest, Kyle Frazier, in Austin, Texas, having just picked up a rental car in Costa Rica on his way to Tulumar Resort, which we're going to be talking about, and which we talked about last week. So you can go to sabrams.com, find last week's show, find Tom Paul, who owns Tulumar Resorts and has a management company that manages the Buena Vista Villas as well, and listen to that, and then the first segment that you clearly have just missed if you're tuning in now, because we left Kyle and his wife, Jen, in this rental car, going over some little bridge and looking down at crocodiles that are looking back at them. Please don't tell me you got out of the car to investigate and get a closer look.
Well, you almost had to, because and you cannot miss the bridge because it's full of people. And so, you know, here we've rented a car. We want to be able to have the freedom to stop along the way and look at things. But it turns out a lot of these shuttle buses pull off anyways. And then They'll stop for 10 minutes. Everybody can go look over the bridge and then buy something to eat, go to the restroom, whatever they need to do before carrying on.
But do these snapdragons come climbing up onto the bridge at all? I mean, are you in any danger?
And it's so bizarre because it's not anywhere else that we could, that we knew of or that we had heard of. And I think that the people in this small town feed the crocodiles.
Uh-huh.
And so I guess they throw dead chickens and things over the bridge, and so they just hang out there waiting for
last night's roast beef.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, 150 years ago, I represented two hotels in Aruba. And I went to some thing, you know, where travel agents were invited. It was a dinner or something sponsored by the Aruba Tourist Board to talk about Aruba and what's there. And, you know, all the vendors that were there had tables. So, yeah, it was a table show so that travel agents could pick up brochures and whatever. So I get there, and there's a guy from the tourist board hanging out. He's not one of the real top people, but he's like the local rep for Aruba tourism. And he makes some remark while the keynote speaker is making the presentation, where everybody that was a vendor there was hanging on the side, and this guy from the tourist board's hanging on the side. And he makes some remark about how, well, he forgot to mention how they go to this bridge on the other side of the island with all the leftover meat from all the restaurants at the end of the night, and they take it there so that they can feed the sharks so they don't come and eat the people.
Oh, my gosh.
And I looked at him and said, you know, how could you even tell a dumb story like that? And and I'm thinking he made it up and he's being cute. Do you know, years later, I found out that's true.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and the thought of it was like, but that's what you're telling me here. You know, if you keep the enemy well fed, they won't attack you.
There's
something to be said about that politically, by the way. I mean, there is some truth in that.
You know, I think in hindsight, we would have just gone with the shuttle service, you know, and I think we wanted more control, but found that the shuttles are pretty well coordinated to stop when there's something to see.
Okay,
and,
good.
Well, and also, it's just exhausting to drive. A lot of two-lane roads, and you're constantly passing a lot of slow-moving trucks because there's still a lot of commerce that moves along the same highway.
Right. Yeah. Well, but did you find it all? Because, you know, when we travel, my husband is a very independent traveler who, you know, feels the need to have a car. So
yeah.
My question is, once you got to the resort area, were you able to use with, you know, some convenience and efficiency the vans that are made available by the Tullamore Resort and Buena Vista Villas to be able to get to do a little sightseeing or get where you needed to go? And once you got there, did you feel more advantaged by having the car, or would it not have mattered at all?
I think we probably used our rental car once on resort.
Wow.
And that's just because the shuttles are very reliable there. You just have to give them a 10 or 15 minute heads up that you want them to come pick you up, because they'll finish whatever, you know, guests that they're dropping off, and then they'll come
and get you.
Pick you up on the way.
Right.
And so we like to walk, Jennifer and I, and so we walked a bit, and then we kind of on a whim said, well, let's just drive down to the beach because it's such a, you know, it's a private beach there on the resort. And so we did get some use out of having a rental car, but I think that it would have been just as accessible without.
The beach that you were just a little bit ahead of ourselves, but as long as you brought it up, when you went down to the beach that you felt like, well, maybe you ought to take the car. Because I know if I go to the beach, I'm going to be tired at the end of the day. I'm going to have less energy when I'm leaving the beach than I had when I arrived.
Right.
So if the distance felt like more than a comfortable walk at that time of the day, in either direction, would they provide that service to get to and from the beach?
They do. They do. And in Tullamore, like most of the resorts in that area, is on a very steep hill, mountainside. You know, it just goes right into the ocean, this mountainous jungle. And so even walking can be very problematic around the resort or any of them out there just because of the elevation changes. But at the beach level, there's a pole with a phone, you know, right in the middle of all the action. And literally, you just walk over there and pick it up, and it automatically rings the shuttle service.
Oh, wow.
And you let them know you need to pick up, and then you can sit there and finish your drink or whatever you're doing until the shuttle arrives.
Okay, so we're driving along, and it's about how long in terms of drive time to get from San Jose past the stops for the crocodiles and whoever else, and arrive at Tullamore Resort. And it's clearly not in Manuel Antonio. That would be the closest town. But what's the distance in terms of drive time?
Yeah, so it's probably 3 to 3.5 hours driving. If you just drive straight there, we stopped in Hakko, which is the first kind of major town that you come up to that's right on the ocean. It's a big surf spot. And we had lunch at the taco bar in Hakko,
nice.
Which we'd been, you know, referred to, and it was great. And so that added maybe 45 minutes for us.
Now,
but
did you have
if you're driving straight.
See, I'm like a billy goat. I graze. I'm hungry every 2 hours. I mean, you know, I don't have to have a full meal, but I got to have something. I need some fruit or a snack or a half a sandwich or, you know, give me a bag of potato chips. I'll be fine. But I need to have something because, and I've always been like this. This is not a new thing in my life. I used to drive my ex-boss crazy. because he'd eat breakfast, and then he would just go on adrenaline all day, and he thought there was something wrong with me because I needed to eat. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back, but the answer I want to hear to the question is, did you have to tell the driver of the shuttle van that you wanted to stop in this or that place, or is it sort of like planned in that you're not going to drive 3.5 hours straight? We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Talking with Kyle Frazier in Austin, Texas, freshly back from Costa Rica. This is such good input. Thank you, Kyle. We'll be right back. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Is IRS debt affecting you and your family? If you received a wage garnishment notice, a bank levy, have unfiled taxes, or have an existing IRS debt of $10,000 or more, you need to make the call.
When we got the letter from the IRS, I made the call.
And Paramount negotiated a settlement that we could afford.
If you were so busy trying to make ends meet that you forgot to file your taxes, make the call and let Paramount put you back on track.
I was getting harassing phone calls morning, noon, and night. I made the call, and Paramount gave me peace of mind.
The professional experts at Paramount Tax Relief have been in your shoes. They're compassionate, honest, and will find the best solution for your problem.
I made the call.
I made the call.
I made the call.
We made the call.
Paramount Tax Relief. For a free consultation, make the call today.
Call 800-519-4480. 800-519-4480. 800-519-4480 for Paramount Tax Relief.
Biz Talk Radio.
Walking in the sand. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me, live from Austin, Texas, is Kyle Frazier, who just came back with his wife, Jen, from Costa Rica. And I'm very happy that he's able to give us the feedback on his visit, because I directed him to visit Tulamar Resort and Buena Vista Villas because we just last week spoke with the fellow that is the owner and the managing director of all that goes on in those two places. And so we left off with you're in the van provided. No, you're driving.
Yeah, we drove a rental car.
Right. Okay. So you stopped along the route. Now, when if you were in the van, would they drive straight through or would they stop for lunch along the way, too?
Yeah, our thought initially was that it was a, you know, you get in a shuttle and you're strapped in there until you get to your destination. But from everything we saw and best we could tell, there's multiple stops along the way where those shuttles, and only because they pulled off when we pulled off. And so we saw people crawling in and out of those shuttles all along the way. There's plenty of gas stations that are nice, really nice gas stations with lots of different food options. And the culture there, you know, they're big. Everybody, you know, says pura vida, which is pure life, which basically just means, like, you know, laid back, whatever. You know, we can – you want to stop for a second, pura vida. We'll pull over. We'll get some food. We'll look at crocodiles. It's a very laid-back culture. And so, you know, getting onto one of these shuttles, specifically the one that Tulamar Resort runs – is like that. It's very laid back. They'll pull off if you need to, and or if there's even something interesting to look at, they'll pull off.
You know what comes to mind? Well, I'm going to share with you two thoughts. One is, I think we're a little too uptight in the Northeast, because as soon as you get out of the Northeast, the happiness quotient, even in America, seems to go up. My son has driven cross country probably, I don't know, 8 to 10 times. Because he preferred to drive cross country, particularly when he was bringing with him his dog, because he wasn't going to fly his dog. So, you know, he was forced into driving. And I hate to use the word forced, because he has such wonderful experiences and memories of driving the northern route, driving the southern route, driving across the middle of the nation, and how beautiful America is. And the further west you get, and the further south and west you get, the nicer the people are. The you know, people have time for you. I just had somebody give me such a shot in the back because I was in their way leaving a concert the other night. And I wanted to turn around and ask them what state they were from, but I already knew. I mean, it's like, you know, we're a little crusty in the Northeast.
Yeah.
And it's amazing when you get out of the country. And people are so warm and friendly and hospitable, and it's all about you, not about them. You know, it's like they go out of their way to make sure you're a happy camper. And I don't know. It doesn't go on everywhere. I mean, it goes on in places where you pay enough money to make sure you get that kind of treatment. But when you get into some places, you know, you're not even in a hotel. You're just on a sidewalk or on a dirt road or, you know, in a shopping center or at a, you know, at a flea market, and people are just so nice.
Well, Yeah, I completely agree. And, you know, in Costa Rica, the tourism industry there is such a significant part of so many people's livelihood, which is a service business, that they are it's like the whole culture is geared towards making sure people who are passing through are having a good time. They're getting to see the country, experience the culture, enjoy themselves. They're on vacation, most of them. And so it's a very, you know, the whole experience from when you land, from when you get outside of the airport and start heading towards Jaco or Manuel Antonio is all about, you know, everybody is making sure you're having a good time. You're feeling relaxed and comfortable. And so I think that's, we noticed that from the moment we got there.
Okay, so you now get to the place where you see the first signage that's letting you know, or you've driven off the main road onto, you know, a back road or a driveway or something, that you are now entering the grounds of Tulumar Resort. And that's T-U-L-E-M-A-R, people, Tulumar Resort. So describe for us, what do we see? What is it like? Check us in.
So we, Jennifer and I both, kind of intentionally, didn't do a whole lot of research on what the experience is going to be like beyond
the location. You were taking my word for it.
We were taking your word for it. I think that sort of, so we went in with no expectations, I guess is what I'll say. We approached a guard tower or gate, you know, it's like a gated community, much like you would find anywhere. And the guy at the front just said, you know, who are you, you're checking in, great, Mr. and Mrs. Frazier, just proceed to check in, and they'll take care of you. Really nice. We're looking around, and there's some really nice kind of bungalow villas around us, and we're like, okay, this is looking really nice, but we don't want to get too excited in case there's a little area that maybe they're going to stick us into that's not quite as nice. But when we got there, there was a woman named Lada. I guess that would be Laura is probably the way we would pronounce that. Very sweet, very nice, welcoming. You know, they act like they know you because they've got your name in front of them. And so, Jennifer, have a seat. Mr. Frazier.
Now you make a very interesting point there. 100 years ago in my last life, I went to Newark, Ohio, to the grand opening celebration for a travel agency that was in our company's group. And at the height of the company, there were 400 agencies in 37 states, 21 countries, and 50 of them inside Walmart Supercenters. And at this event, which they were going to have at their country club, and had to move to the gym at Ohio State University because the country club couldn't hold more than 300 people. And they invited a lot of people to this grand opening, expecting a lot of people to decline, who all said yes. So suddenly it was this massive group of people coming. It was like almost 500 people coming. So now it's in the gym, the old gym, I was told, at Ohio State University. And I'm talking to a guy who is the CEO of some bank with a gajillion branches in Ohio, who has been invited to this travel agency's grand opening. And we're having this conversation about paying proper attention to the customers. And I'm talking about pampering treatment and whatnot. And this guy was adorable. I'll never forget him. I could pick him out in a lineup today. I can't tell you his name, but I mean, I can picture his face. He looked like a tall Texan, by the way. Anyway, he says, you know what? We can't get our tellers to talk to our customers by name. And they have their bank account right in front of them. And they've got all their information. They've got, you know, how much money they have in the bank, how many accounts they have, checking, savings, otherwise. You know, they got all the information right there. What would it take to look up and say, good morning, Mrs. Smith. Good to see you today. And yet it's one of the things that, I mean, to get people to just look up and make eye contact and use your name. You know, there's no words in the dictionary that are going to get the attention of somebody's name when you use it and use it repeatedly. It makes them feel so good. So
it does. You know, the sweetest words anybody can hear is their own name.
It's just how it is, folks. Just how it is. So then what happened?
So, you know, we know that there's a number of different excursions that you're able to go and sign up for, and plenty of places to go and explore the island. Or, sorry, not the island, but the
destination,
the park, the area. And so, not an island. This is a good point.
Yeah, it's not an island.
Make that very clear.
It's not
Most people believe it's
Costa
an island
Rica
that I've
is
talked
not
to.
An island.
Not an island.
No. Nope.
Central America. And so, but they addressed us by our names. They said, hey, your room is ready. It's been waiting for you. We felt really, kind of important, which is fun to feel that way. They whisked us away to our room, and they said, we'll follow up with you to help you plan how to spend your time here, but first kick your feet up, get something to drink and just kind of relax, which we appreciated because the last thing we wanted to do was go through a list of everything that's out there to go do and how are we going to budget our time. And so they got us into our room, got us comfortable, and then followed up with, what are you interested in doing? Let us kind of help you come up with an itinerary while you're here. And that could include excursions, or you may just want to sit on the beach, and that's totally okay. We're not going to try to sell you a package or anything like that. We just want to make sure that your time here is the best it could possibly be. And so being a salesman by trade, the one thing that just bothers me to no end is feel like I'm being sold something, even though that's what I do for a living. And so I appreciate the fact that from when we got there to when we left, it seemed like genuinely their interest was in us having a good time. And if that included a package that they offered, great. If it didn't, they were equally as happy to send us to something that's included, like the beach, and shuttle us back and forth if we wanted it.
Okay, well, we're going to leave you on the beach for the moment. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to 2 children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Have you ever spread rumors? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Since its publication, my new novel, Rumors, has consistently received 4- and 5-star ratings from book reviewers and smashing comments about it being a juicy intrigue, a fast-paced read worth rereading, and a compelling story filled with love, lust, mystery, greed, and a whodunit, all wrapped up in rumors that sweep through a community. One review starts out with the words, "Holy wow!" You can find Rumors in print and ebooks at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers globally. The first copy of Rumors was sold in Australia last month. You can read the first 7 chapters by clicking on Rumors book cover at Amazon, which you can reach directly by going to sabrams.com/rumors. That's sabrams.com/rumors. Rumors. Read it or we'll start rumors about you.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number 1 by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-526-9917. That's 800-526-9917. Call now. 800-526-9917.
Biz Talk Radio.
We barefootin'. We barefootin'.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, we have left Kyle and Jen Frazier from Austin, Texas, sitting by the side of the beachfront in Costa Rica at Tulumar Resort. They're having a drink. They're relaxing. They're just feeling that they've been welcomed to this very special place, but they haven't seen their accommodations yet. So let's take it from there, Kyle. I want to know what your accommodations were really like.
So, I don't know if we were in the nicest place there or not. Probably not, but it sure felt like it. And like I mentioned before, you're on a very steep kind of mountain, the side of a mountain. It's all jungle. And you've got these bungalows or villas that pop up through the jungle canopy. And so ours popped up through the canopy, unit 413. I don't know if that matters, but it's worth noting. And we had a perfect view from our patio of the beach and the ocean below. And in between us and the beach was just jungle canopy and a little kind of rock mountain right at the edge of the beach. So you had this really cool geography happening. And everything that you could imagine seeing in Costa Rica was just right there below you. It was monkeys, sloths. You could hear howlers howling in the distance, macaws flying across in front of you. And so you're standing on the patio and you're really thinking you don't even really need to go anywhere. And so that was the entry level. And so you enter kind of on the top floor, and then that's the kitchen and this big wraparound patio with a hot tub on the patio. That's not like what you order and have dropped off on your back porch. It was built into the patio using kind of jungle river rock. Really well done. And so all your common areas up there on that floor, and then you would go downstairs to where the bedrooms are. And so really well laid out, but because of the grade of this mountain, you walk in at the top floor and it kind of goes down from there. The showers are really cool. I'll mention that too real quick. You walk into the master bathroom and you've got the vanity, but then there's another door that takes you into where the shower is. It's a large room that is not hooked up to I don't think it was tied into the main HVAC. It was screened on one wall, and it was all rock and several different shower heads and types and fittings. So you can, my wife knows this. I call it hydrotherapy. The shower is a big deal to me. And so here they make it so that you get all of the jungle sounds into that kind of river rock shower. And it's just a cool experience and a very unique feature that was obviously purpose built, not an afterthought.
Wow. Wow. So it was a well.
It was a wow. The monkeys literally came onto the patio while we were sitting up there. And we remember hearing from another couple at breakfast. They have a breakfast there on the resort, which is very good, that the monkeys came to their patio. And we kind of like, well, I guess we're too high up. Maybe we're so high up that the monkeys can't get there.
You're teasing,
you know, less
right?
than an hour later, they're on our patio.
Yeah.
We're like, we're not sure what we should do in this situation. But they were cute, and it was fun to have them up that close, but we did go inside when they arrived.
But aren't monkeys bitey creatures? Aren't they nippy?
You wouldn't think it, but when it like made a sound at us and showed its teeth, it's got those big canines.
Yeah.
And so they definitely have some teeth, but I think they're more trouble than anything else.
If that's less than, you know, enticing to you and you would like them to leave, do they pay attention, like if you said scat to a cat?
Oh, they probably would, but it's so much more fun to just go inside. All of the wall is glass. The doors are all glass. It's floor-to-ceiling glass there on the patio.
And the only thing
so we just came
back,
inside.
The only thing looking back at you is monkeys?
Is monkeys. That's it. No other bungalows can see in. They're really well laid out so that really all you're seeing is ocean and jungle.
And I know some of their accommodations also have private plunge pools, and then you've got some pools on the resort grounds, and then you've got the beach, the ocean.
Lots of pools, yes.
Whatever's going on there. Did you go sightseeing at all? Did you go exploring, or did you just love the resort so much you didn't want to leave?
We did do a little sightseeing. We probably would have squeezed in one more excursion if we could have done it again. And that would have either been, they have a jet ski excursion, they'll take you out. They had a kayak one, but the jet ski sounded like a lot more fun. And they'll take you out to explore the coves around Manuel Antonio and to do some snorkeling. And then they had an ATV tour and some other stuff. But we had no kids with us on this trip, and so we just you know, we sat at Tulamar and were just shocked. It's one of the few places we felt like we've gone where you could spend 3 or 4 days and not have to leave the resort because there's just so much to do and see right there, including, you know, just spend some time on the beach. And while my wife laid in the sun and read a book, I was out boogie boarding. And the down at the beach, they've got boogie boards and kayaks and paddle boards and stuff that they're free to use. You just take them out there and use them as long as you want.
How was the food?
So the food was excellent. We ate most of the time on resort, but we went to a nearby restaurant called Victoria's, which is Italian food. We were both just in the mood for a Hawaiian style pizza. And it was excellent.
You people from outside of the New York area, there is no such thing as a Hawaiian-style pizza, but okay.
Oh, I know. I knew I'd get a comment on that. But the food was good. The food was great.
Did they have things other than pizza when you say Italian food? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the plantain, the way that they do bananas there, they've got the plantains, which are kind of a more, they like, call them patacones, is yeah,
they're
healthier
like a,
version.
They're a densely thick kind of banana. They're
yeah.
in the banana family, but they're different, yeah.
Yes, and they were really good, great seafood options there for sure. I'm trying to think of the more local kind of flavors that is mostly seafood, but anywhere you go there is going to have, you know, the typical chicken and steak options, and that we tried
so
a little bit of everything.
So you had a good time. You had a good time. You went dead
we
on me
a,
there. Did you have a good time?
We had a great time. We had a great time.
You know, and the proof of the pudding is, would you go back?
We would. We'd go back in a second. And this time we'd actually bring our kids. We were surprised at how kid-friendly we felt like the place was. And so, that's the one thing we probably would do differently is actually bring our kids along. They're young.
I want to thank you so much for joining us today. And you got me all, between you and Tom Paul, I'm so excited about the place. I'm going to try to get my own bones down there to visit. Listen, people, we run out of time. Come back next week. Got to fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.